I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The lungs are the key to getting oxygen from the air we breathe into our blood. To talk about the lungs and also lung injury is Dr. Lynn Schnapp. She's a professor and director of the Division of Pulmonary, Critical Care, Allergy, and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Schnapp, what are some of the chronic lung problems or lung injuries that patients might have?
Well, one of the things that we see, particularly at MUSC, are patients who present with pulmonary fibrosis or scarring of the lung. This typically happens over years, and oftentimes we never know what the inciting insult is that causes the injury. There are a number of things that we do know that can cause scarring of the lung or pulmonary fibrosis, things like radiation exposure, silica exposure, and certain medications can do it.
When a patient has scarring in the lungs, does it ever heal? Does it go away? Can it be repaired?
Well, that's an excellent question, and we don't know the answer for that for sure, but we hope we can reverse the fibrosis, not just stop the progression of the fibrosis.
And when the lungs are scarred, what is the treatment?
Well, if you do know what caused it in the first place, it's avoidance of that. Some other diseases, like some of the autoimmune diseases, can cause pulmonary scarring, pulmonary fibrosis. In that case, you want to treat the underlying autoimmune disease, like scleroderma. Patients who have idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, that is patients who we don't know what caused that initial fibrosis, we have very minimal treatments. Up until the past couple of years, we had no medications that were beneficial for these patients. But we recently had two drugs, pirfenidone and nintedanib, that were approved by the FDA for treatment of pulmonary fibrosis. However, these drugs merely slow the progression of pulmonary fibrosis. They don't cure the disease. So there's still a major unmet need to develop new drugs to cure and reverse the pulmonary fibrosis. If you have some underlying lung injury, it's also important to make sure that you are participating in pulmonary rehabilitation. So you want to make all of the muscles that we use to breathe as strong as possible so you can take the biggest breaths possible.
Any interesting research going on related to some of these lung injuries, lung diseases we're talking about?
Absolutely. And I think there is a lot of interest in developing new drugs for these diseases. There are a number of new therapies being tested in clinical trials that are ongoing at this very moment.
And how far along is this research?
Well, our research is primarily in the exploratory phase right now. We are currently examining lungs from patients who have gotten transplants for pulmonary fibrosis and trying to see if we can figure out why their cells are making so much scar tissue and what we can do to get those cells to stop making that scar tissue. And our hope is to identify new targets for drug development that industry and pharmaceuticals can then take and develop those drugs for clinical trials in our patient population, and to demonstrate efficacy at curing and reversing pulmonary fibrosis.
Dr. Schnapp, thanks for providing this information about our lungs and lung injury.
It's been my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.